Welcome to this edition of the Prevention Web People in Disaster Risk Reduction podcast. Prevention Web, serving the information needs of the disaster reduction community. So this is Sarah Wade Hutman with Prevention Web, and I have the pleasure of speaking with Mr. Joely Kawaki, the director of the National Disaster Management Office under the Ministry of Defense, National Security, Immigration and Disaster Management in Fiji. So I welcome you.
Thank you.
We are just 1 week before the second session of the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction, where we will gather in Geneva to look at next steps.
Yes.
And I wonder if you can tell me a bit about the action being undertaken now in Fiji towards disaster risk reduction.
We have a team from the Pacific that is coming to the second session of the Global Platform on DRR. We now come to realize how vulnerable we are. We are sitting on the cyclone belt of the Southwest Pacific. Our cyclone season is from November to April, and for us that is a given phenomenon that we need to build the resilience of our community to be able to prepare and also to minimize the damage of cyclones. And the last season has just passed, last April. And before that season, it was our Fiji Meteorological Services predicted 7 to 8 cyclones that will pass, that will come through the Southwest Pacific. But it did happen that about 8 came. There was only one that came through Fiji, but that resulted in a flood of January this year. But the others have gone to the other Pacific Islands. And for us, that is a given phenomenon. And secondly, we are prone to earthquake and tsunami. Fiji is also sitting on we call it the Pacific Ring of Fire.
Mm.
The Pacific Ring of Fire, meaning the fault line that links New Zealand to Fiji, from New Zealand to Tonga, Fiji, Vanuatu, Solomon, and right up to the Philippines, to Indonesia, Japan, to Alaska in the north, and the southwest coast of the America, from North America right down to Chile in the South America. That is the Pacific Ring of Fire. But we are also, Fiji is also sitting on that Pacific Ring of Fire. That is why we are very much vulnerable in terms of earthquake, tsunami, and also volcanoes. With our geographical setup, we are prone to other small hazards like flooding, landslides, high waves, and other hazards that we are vulnerable to. So that is basically why we need disaster risk management in Fiji, and why we need the support. And with the changing climate that is happening now, it will become part of our life, in our everyday life. It will affect the community, but we need to put in places, activities that build resilience to our communities.
So you speak about the vulnerability, of course.
Yes.
And talk about building the resilience of communities. I wonder if you could tell me the current population of Fiji, just to have an idea for our listeners, and then how is it that the National Disaster Management Office is working or aims to work at community level,
yes,
in fact, to build those mechanisms to build resilience?
Yeah, thank you, Sarah. We have our National Act, the National Disaster Act. The National Disaster Act, that is the overall of the umbrella legislation to do with disaster risk management in Fiji. It deals with preparedness and also prevention and mitigation. And then there's a part on response. And once we come across the response, what comes after the response is relief, rehabilitation, reconstruction, and recovery. And from the Act, we have our plan, in which we have a national structure that starts from the bottom, from the community level, and then we have the district level, and we have the divisional level, and the national level. At the national level, the cabinet is the overall decision making of the government. From the cabinet, it comes down to we have a National Disaster Management Council. The council is the members of the council are all permanent secretaries, and the cabinet are all ministers. And then from the National Disaster Management Council, it comes down to our office, the National Disaster Management Office, which is the secretariat to the council, and also will become the link to the divisional arrangement. We have four divisions in Fiji, so those four divisions report to the national the council. And from the divisions, we have about 27 districts. And from the 27 districts, it goes down to the community. In Fiji, mostly the Fijians, we live in villages. We have about 1,570 villages, that not counting the settlements and the individual households that live by themselves in their own land. So the population of Fiji, according to the census in 2007, was 890,000 people. It is a big challenge to be able to visit all the villages and to be able to... We now have our program of community-based disaster risk management and also a program on disaster risk management outreach. We, all arms of government are working together. It's called our integrated disaster risk management whole of nation approach. It's not only for the disaster management office, it's for everyone. Disaster affects everyone, so it is the responsibility of everyone to assist the government or assist the nation in building the capacity of the nation.
It's quite an undertaking, and as you say, there are many challenges. Do you have some good examples or good experiences that you would wish to share with others looking to do similar work in their nations?
That is the structure. I was elaborating on the structure of national disaster arrangement. From the cabinet to the council, right down to the divisional disaster committee and the district disaster committee, and then right down to the community.
Excellent.
What we would like to see is that every village or every community should have a disaster committee. This is an ongoing program. As we speak, we have people out in the islands doing this program. It's our community-based disaster risk management. For every community to have a disaster plan, a disaster committee, and also the program, the tools that we use, we call it the VCA. It's been used by the International Red Cross. Vulnerability, capacity, and assessment.
Yes.
Capacity assessment. It's a community-based program where the community is encouraged to participate in looking at their vulnerabilities. What are their vulnerabilities? What are the risks? And then on the other side, they look at their capacity. What they have that can address the vulnerabilities or can counter the vulnerabilities and the risk. So by looking at vulnerabilities and risk on one side, and the other side you have your capacities, while you marry the two together, unfortunately for us, there are some residual vulnerabilities and risks. So those residual vulnerabilities and risks, we work with the villages to prioritize the programs or activities or projects that we need to do in order to address the vulnerabilities. So if they're prioritizing, then we come up with a village or community development plan.
Mm-hmm.
That community development plan will list, in terms of their priorities, what are priority number one activity that we need to do as a community, mm-hmm. as a community-based approach, the activity that needs to address either the priority one to address the vulnerabilities. Whether it be because of soil erosion, whether it be to build, we call it seawalls,
yes.
or riverbanks, to build up the riverbanks. If it's soil erosion from the river, then we have to build up the riverbanks. So if soil erosion from the sea, then we have to build in what we call seawalls. To avoid the eroding of soil from the village. So those are the types of activities or programs or projects that we need to do in order to counter or to address the vulnerabilities.
How are other community leaders or businesses also partaking in disaster risk reduction
yes.
in the Fiji context?
Yes, we have the community, every community in Fiji has a structure
mm-hmm.
where you have the chief, and you have the spokesman, and you have the people with various responsibilities. If you come to a community to tell them that, to give a speech on how they have to live a resilient life to be able to withstand a disaster, you have to go in and be part of that community.
Mm-hmm.
And also you have to acknowledge the structure, the communal structure within that community.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the chief to agree, once the chief agrees, everyone is in agreement.
Mm-hmm.
In every community, there are bylaws. So when we bring in the message of people have to prepare, and there are some aspects of how they are going to prepare, that becomes a part of the bylaws of the community.
I wonder if you could comment now looking forward.
Mm.
We're 1 week before the, as I said, the second session
yes.
of the Global Platform for Disaster Risk Reduction. But if we can look a bit even farther ahead,
mm.
and perhaps in particular in the context of climate change
yes.
and what's happening, what would you expect to have happened by the beginning of the following session, of the third
okay.
session of the Global Platform?
Most of the program is still at the high level. When it comes down to when a disaster strikes, it is the people at the grassroots, it is the people on the ground that suffer. We should take a bottom-up approach
mm-hmm.
in order to be able to see what is the cause that is affecting or contributing to the disaster with the people in the community. If we need to put in programs and projects to be able to lift their standard, or not only to lift their standard, but to eliminate the risk and the vulnerabilities, for them to live a life or live at an environment or setting that is risk-free
mm-hmm.
and vulnerable-free. And also, once you have risk-free and vulnerable-free, you also have to understand that you need to build in the capacities, whether it is to be in terms of education, training, and awareness. For them to be empowered, it's not us coming down and telling them what to do, it's them with their knowledge and skills and what their capacity for them to be able to help themselves in terms of natural disaster.
I do hope that together we will reach that by the next session of the
Thank
Global
you.
Platform. Thank you. I've been speaking with Mr. Joeli Kowaki, Director at the National Disaster Management Office from Fiji. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Yanaka.
Thanks for listening to this edition of People in Disaster Risk Reduction Podcast. If you would like to recommend someone to be interviewed, please contact us. Simply click Contact Us from the homepage and send us an email.